Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
23 minutes until the polls open for this Election Day 2024. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. PennDOT District 11 here in Allegheny County is going to put a hold on construction projects for Election Day.
They started it yesterday.
Right.
And it's going to continue through 8 o'clock tonight.
And they did that presumably just because of the atypical traffic anticipated for Donald Trump at PPG Paints, Kerry Furnace for Kamala Harris, speaking within an hour of each other here in Pittsburgh on Election Eve.
So that was on all the interstates and then routes 28, 65, and 51.
That's right. 28, 65, 51. Look at you. You had it down pat.
Well, I had to write the story yesterday.
Oh.
but it's still a good idea to remind people that that's in effect until still till 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, it's paused, yeah, for the day, and that gives everyone kind of a break.
Well, it's a good idea, and especially those areas where they've got lane restrictions.
Yeah, and they've been working on some of these projects since spring, and some of this stuff, you know, construction season is supposed to be wrapping up. But to the advantage of the region, the extraordinary weather that we've had has allowed them to keep working, and hopefully they've gained on some of these projects some time that they would have normally had to suspend because of inclement weather like heavy rain.
And the plus on all of this is for commuters like you and I, that stretch of 79 going north now that's well north of the Moon Interchange where the new pavement begins, man, what a great ride. All the way to the Neville Island Bridge, it's just as smooth as you can go.
And it's taken, how long was that process?
And that piece of road, we're talking about 79 between the bridge and coming down to the Parkway West Interchange. Boy, was that a rough piece of road for a long time.
And they've got some major projects they still haven't wrapped, like McKnight Road.
Although I was on McKnight last week, and I was it seemed remarkable to me that they made a lot of progress there.
And I'm thinking they're all going to take a break for the day. So we're going to check in at the polls we have from KDK TV, Barry Pintar. Let's check in with him. He's in Ross Township before the polls open. Good morning, Barry.
Hey, yeah, good morning, Larry. Yeah, it's getting kind of busy here already. We got here about 4 o'clock. They were opening the doors, the workers here, at about 5, poll workers showing up at probably about 6. And I got to say already there's a slight line inside, nothing terrible, but about 4 precincts report here. So they are expecting long lines, to be sure.
Yeah, well, at least it's warm enough. Now, typically, it would be a lot colder. That helps, I guess.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, though, brother, I'm in a coat. I will tell you this, anyone who's heading out, if you're going to be standing outside, I would say take the gloves. I mean, my hands have been cold out here this morning. If you're inside, you should be okay. But there's definitely a little nip in the air, but, certainly worth it to be a part of this exciting electoral process, I have to say.
Oh, certainly exciting, Barry. And I'm curious to know, with as many people who have voted early in Pennsylvania, it's like it's around 2 million. Is that going to show up at the polls, or are more people going to be voting anyway?
Yeah, so, Larry, you bring up a very interesting point that many people don't understand. In Pennsylvania, they cannot count the absentee or mail-in ballots until today. Now, keep that in mind, coupling with the thought that Pennsylvania is an all-important swing state. So I don't think it is a stretch to say we may not know who the next president of the United States will be until as late as Friday, because Pennsylvania being such a key state and being a state where they can't legally count the mail-in ballots until today, it may take days to go through all those. So as much as everyone wants to know by the end of the day today who the new president is going to be, I don't know that that's a realistic hope.
All right, Barry, appreciate the time. Know you got to get back to it on TV. Thank you.
You got it, brother. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Right. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.